It won't be your usual New Orleans costume party. When reenactors gather at Chalmette Battlefield this weekend to celebrate the Battle of New Orleans, they will be keeping it real, right down to the last gold epaulette and Springfield musket, which in its day could fire 3 shots per minute. The event will capture the diversity and individuality of present-day New Orleanians, too, who still like to dress up. You'll see all kinds of characters, since Major General Andrew Jackson's army in 1850 was an unlikely mix of state militias, Native Americans, free people of color, and real pirates. And even the characters offstage weren't your usual military advisors. He got a little divine intervention from the Ursuline nuns. But first, a quick historical recap. The Battle of New Orleans took place on January 8, 1815. The badly outnumbered American defenders overwhelmed an army of 10,000 seasoned British troops in a fight that took place 5 miles downriver in Chalmette. The British hoped to take control of the lower Mississippi River in this final skirmish of the War of 1812, one that, ironically, took place after the Treaty of Ghent had officially ended the war. Communication was a little slower in those days. Had the outcome been different, we might all be speaking with British accents. But Jackson won and went on to become our 7th president, while Pakenham was killed in the fray and his body shipped home in a barrel of rum. As with any good New Orleans story, we like to applaud the more unlikely heroes. So here are a few details about those pirates and nuns. Privateers Jean and Pierre Lafitte and their men operated on the wrong side of the law in the years before the battle. Legend has it that Lafitte Blacksmith's shop in the French Quarter served as a front for their ill-gotten goods. In 1814, a $1,000 bounty was put on Pierre Lafitte's head after he escaped from the local jail. But later that year, the brothers managed to remediate their reputations. British officials had asked them to serve as allies and guides for the upcoming battle. Instead, Jean Lafitte reported the offer to the American authorities, and he volunteered to join Jackson. "I am the stray sheep, wishing to return to the sheepfold," he wrote to Louisiana Governor C.C. Claiborne. At first, Jackson wasn't so thrilled, calling Lafitte a hellish banditti, but he reconsidered because of the pirates' much-needed weapons and knowledge of the area. In late 1814, Jackson met with the Lafitte brothers to strategize the Americans' defense. Where they met remains a matter of contention. Was it the second floor at Maspero's Exchange on Charter Street, or a secret room at Absinthe House on Bourbon? Both claimed the distinction. They still do. There is no doubt, however, that the pirates' participation helped turn the tide of the battle. Jackson was so impressed with the artillery skills of pirate Dominique Hue that he said, "I wish I had 50 such guns on this line with 500 such devils as those fellows." On February 6, 1815, President James Madison granted Jean Lafitte and his Baratarians full pardons for past crimes due to their role in the defense of New Orleans. That made them one of the city's first, if not last, scoundrels turned heroes. Equally unusual assistance to the American effort came from the Ursuline nuns. On the night before the big battle, they placed their wooden statue of Our Lady of Prompt Succor above the chapel entrance. There, all night long, the Ursuline sisters and New Orleans citizens prayed. The Mother Superior vowed to hold an annual mass of thanksgiving in honor of Our Lady of Prompt Succor if the Americans were spared loss of life. They were still at prayer on January 8th when a courier arrived at the church and made a dramatic entrance, proclaiming that General Jackson was victorious. The Ursuline nuns kept their promise, and a mass of thanksgiving celebrating the American victory has been held ever since. Nowadays, the annual January 8th Thanksgiving Mass is held at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Prompt Succor on State Street, where the statue resides. The Chalmette Battlefield is now part of the National Park Service's Jean Lafitte National Park and Preserve. Find out about both of these sites, as well as the free Battle of New Orleans encampment, at nolav.com or neworleanshistorical.org. Our thanks go to the University of New Orleans History Department and to Marianne Wegman of the Louisiana State Museum for the research used in this piece. In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. Took a little bacon and we took a little beans. Fought the bloody British in the town of New